Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really, from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my space. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Mic check. 1 2 1 2. Can you hear me, Mo?
Oh yeah, loud and clear.
All right, I just want to make sure we are having extremely horrible weather. But what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We at it again, another week. This really, it's been a hell of a week for me. But we have very bad weather here, so please excuse me if my call drop and come back. It's been hailing. It's like bad, and it stops and it goes and it stops and it goes. So our ancestors aren't happy here in Atlanta. But yeah, man, what's happening, man? I hope everybody had an amazing week. I'm ready to get in this topic. Y'all already know I have these blindside, open-ended topics, and y'all know I be having shit up my sleeve when I have topics like this. So I can't wait to dive in and have a conversation. My week was probably one of the craziest weeks that I've had all year long. Let's get into it. What's happening? So I want to say, I don't know what day it was. Let me see, because I want to give y'all the exact date. I know we had our show And then what day? It was the 8th. What day was the 8th on?
8th was this past Monday.
Monday. Okay, so the day after the show, I was in the hospital. Boom.
Yeah.
So,
oh, no.
Now, you know, I was in the hospital, right, because I had this lump on my under my ear, right? And I had, like gas on my chest so heavy, like it was crazy, right? And then, like, my neck, my lip nodes in my neck had started to swell. So I was like, okay, what's going on? Now, you know, of course, like last week, you know, when I fade the black, y'all was talking and I faded the black, whatever. I wasn't feeling well. And I hadn't been feeling well for a couple months, but I kept pushing through because that's who I am. And you'll never really hear me talking about being sick. If I talk about I'm sick, then I'm sick, okay? I'm going to push through it. So, boom, I go to the hospital, and then I come to find out, like, the same situation that I have been having. I had the same symptoms, like, 5 years ago when I was in the hospital, and they had did a CAT scan on me. And they didn't pick up what it was because the CAT scan is not going to pick up what was happening with me. So they told me I had gallstones. It's like, okay. Gallstones make you do that? I'm like, gallstones make your chest hurt and make this happen? So, you know, I felt like somebody got me. I was like, okay, I done got COVID. I don't go nowhere. You know, it's only two people been to my house. You know, they done took me out. You know, they done sent them. They got me. And so that's where I was feeling. But I actually went in and found out that I had severe tonsillitis and lymphadenitis or something they call it, and I have tonsil stones. So it's actually very horrible. I don't wish it on anybody. So I've had it, but I normally eat pretty good. I'm big on juicing, and I talk to you guys all the time and say what you put in your body, if you respect your body will respect you back. So obviously I've had this, you know, and it's been flaring up, like it goes down and come up for the last 5 years, maybe a little bit longer, and it hasn't affected me until now. Why? Because since we've been on this quarantine, I have lost my ever-loving mind, and I've been drinking sodas, and I don't really drink sodas. I've been being disrespectful to my body. Like, you know, I'm eating chicken every other day. You know, like, come on. So my body's like, oh, okay, is that how we plan? Let me show you how this works. So because I was not, over the last 3 months, I have not been taking care of my body as I should have. Now, granted, I'm still not drinking liquor every time you see me. And, you know, I stopped smoking a couple months ago. You know, a lot of changes that I've been making. Well, I was smoking blacks, and I stopped smoking blacks a couple months ago. I've been smoke-free for, like, going on three weeks now. But,
not freaking the black and miles no more.
No. I've been gone with them for a couple months now. So, yeah, you know, I'm a work in progress. I'm so amazed at my body, of how far I've came by myself. You know, with no help, no drugs, no nothing, like no nothing, like just me doing
all
the
natural.
Right thing. And taking care of my body, no herbal this, no none of that. You know, so it's a really big experience for me to do this, but I've been off my rocker, and so my body kind of took a tumble, and I finally got to see what the hell was bothering me. So they say tonsillitis. So of course I've been on so many drugs. Okay, with tonsillitis, if you ever had tonsillitis, the first thing they got to do is give you a shot in your ass, and the shot it immediately goes up to the ENT, ear, nose, and throat area. So, this is supposed to be a strong shot for that. I had to drink a shot, and then I had sent home with all kind of stuff to take, and I'm down to my last three. So I'm finished with two, and I got three more. One of them is 2-in-1, so that's one that I'm taking, and this shit is super strong. But I'm on it for like 2 weeks, you know, and hopefully when this is all said and done that I feel 100% because I'm not 100% yet. But I can talk, right? So I couldn't speak at my volume. You know, like I'm always crunk and rowdy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do any of that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I wasn't rowdy.
Show,
I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't me. And if you know me, then you would have knew the difference, but I just couldn't. So now I'm back, my volume at max again. So I'm back talking. I don't talk for extended time.
Turn up gonna be real tonight.
Yeah, like I'll stop talking, and you know it's a mess. So in hindsight, I'm still on medicine, and I'm on medicine for another week. I go to the doctor. I start back going to the doctor next week. I have two doctors that I got to go see after that. They have to make a determination if they're going to take my tonsils out. Ain't nobody got time for that. But ain't nobody got time for that. Not right now. I got too much going on. Like, I'm literally booked out through January 2021
nice.
With a lot of things. I don't really have the time. Most of the stuff that I'm doing, I do not have to. Most of the stuff that I'm doing, okay, caller, I do see you. Just give me one moment. Most of the stuff that I'm doing, I don't have to talk, but on the show, I have to talk and other things. So, needless to say, neither here nor there. I feel better. I'm not 100%, but I'm better than I was. It's a lot of people that's been on Facebook like, hey, you know, what's going on? Or sending me inboxes, are you okay? How you doing? I'm feeling
that's
better.
Good.
I'm not 100%. I still have the lump. It has went down dramatically, though. So that's a very good
that's
sign
good.
Because, you know, if it was something else, you know, even with antibiotics, the lump probably wouldn't have went down. So, you know, that's a good sign that it did go down. It went down every single day that I took the medicine, but the medicine was only for 5 days. So maybe if that would have been for 10 days, then it would have been completely gone. But I digress.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with my life.
Yeah,
you
had a hectic
all
week,
across
but,
the damn board.
Right. Okay.
and shout out to our top five countries tuning in, United States, UK, Australia, Canada, and Mexico. Australia is coming in at a very strong 3. I know I said that last week. I'm telling you, Australia is on y'all ass, UK. They on y'all ass. I don't even know. Y'all got to look out. Australia coming hard. And shout out to everybody else that's tuning in all over the country. All over the world, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you for your Black Lives Matter. We love you for everything that you do for us. We feel you, we understand you. You guys are going to hear it here first because, you know, whenever I'm dropping anything, I tell my family first. So right now we have a book release date of August the 1st. I cannot wait.
Nice. Congrats.
It's well overdue. And
What's the title? This is the what title is this?
This is going to be Deranged Baby Mama 3. This one is so big because it's the last of the Deranged Baby Mamas. But this motherfucker here, that series can be a lifetime
this
movie.
Motherfucker here.
It can be a lifetime movie. When I tell you, it's boy, it could be a lifetime movie for real. It's crazy.
That's dope, man.
August 1st, Deranged Baby Mama 3 will be out. And
that's a lot, man.
I'm super duper excited about that. I'm ready to get that out of the way. I know I normally drop my books at the beginning part of the year. This year was something different. But I go with the flow of the universe. The universe did not move me to do it this year. And then I was in talks and I was working with somebody else, but you know when you're working with somebody else and they trying to do things for themselves and then they trying to manage people, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's like Diddy trying to be a rapper and have Bad Boy. You know that shit just don't work like that. So I just was kind of waiting, and then I was able to come to an agreement to be able to do my thing while they doing their thing or whatever. So August 1st. The book will be out. Super duper excited about that.
Yeah,
part.
August is gonna be a lit month, man. You got your book coming out. I'm gonna be vacationing. You know what I'm saying? Sports is gonna
be
back.
I vacation the end of July. Yeah, I go on vacation the end of July. So I'm super duper excited about that.
My birthday.
Just really trying to get through all of this stuff. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well,
spiritual retreat coming up. Oh my God, spiritual retreat coming up as well.
What's this in the background? It sounds like some old. I don't know.
Hold on.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, that was the caller's phone. So I'll bring him back in when I get ready to speak. That's his phone has that robotic sound going on there. It's probably bad weather everywhere. But, yeah, that's where I kept kind of pausing because I was trying to figure out what it was, too, but then you heard it, so great. So, yeah, we got a spiritual retreat coming up. We got the book coming. We got vacation coming. We got the birthday coming, you know, all by August the 1st. You know what I'm saying? Between now and August 1st. So, I wasn't taking any breaks. I'm still booking. I'm still doing my coaching. I've started doing my coachings, my life coachings, confidence coachings, business coachings. I had two of them this week. I pick up next week with somebody else. I'm still moving. I don't allow the curveballs that life throw at me to slow me down, to stop me, to pause me, anything like that. So just understand, there's no excuses. If I'm grinding through feeling like this, and tonsillitis, this shit gives you so many symptoms. And, in the lymph node, all of this shit, it gives you so many symptoms. You it's hard to swallow. You have these massive headaches that, come from hell, okay? And they come back to back, okay? You can literally get rid of one, and it'll come right back. It is ridiculous. Your breath, your everything, the gas on your chest, the infection had moved to my, was moving to my chest. It was awful. I wouldn't wish it on nobody in the world. So with that being said, I'm glad that half of those symptoms are gone, you know, more than half, and I only have the one lump on my neck, my upper neck that I'm dealing with, you know, that has dramatically reduced. But I thank everybody for their patience and, you know, tuning in and asking me what's up now. Finally, before I let Mo jump in, I am done with Facebook. Now, Mo has always been fuck Facebook.
Canceling Facebook? I told you that.
I love Facebook, right? But see, Facebook is more so it's for them. It's the mediocre side of me, right? Yeah, I've been mediocre. Mm-hmm. I've been turned down. I've been chill mode. It's for the people that's you know, so opinionated and they extra and all this. And Twitter was always for the turn up, get loose, and Instagram was for the, showstoppers, for the models, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I had got a little too comfortable and complacent on Facebook. And Facebook is actually targeting me, you know. And so, for the last 2 weeks, they keep taking everything off my since March. They've been taking everything off my page, you know what I'm saying?
There's something going on with technology. But you go.
My friend was talking, and I was like, I can't stand your black ass. They put me in Facebook jail. So I said, I don't agree with this. They looked at it and said, we looked at it again, and this goes against our standards. I said, because I said I can't stand his black ass. He's black and I'm black. Are you kidding me? And I was like, you know what? I said, I'm done. I'm not gonna do this. So if you want to find me, you got to go to my Twitter page.
That's what Zuckerberg is saying. If the old phase can't say it, you can't say it either. If the old phase can't say what you just said, then you can't say it either, Black. That's what Zuckerberg
But listen, he can suck my ass. So I'm on Twitter, right? Follow me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black 1, MizzLuvliBlack, the number 1. You can go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, and get to my Twitter feed from there. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm not fucking with Facebook, for real. The page is barely there. I'm really going to just promote my Twitter page from there.
I'll be chilling.
Well, you see, now I started posting more.
Let's double team this thing. Come
through. I'm back on Twitter. I tweet all day. My thing is I got to bring, I got to get the shit. Okay, so first of all, my page had 40,000 some followers, right? I deleted my goddamn page. In a relationship, my page.
That's a big problem.
Lost the fucking page.
Damn.
Then turned around, got another page, which is this one. This page got it up to 15,000 followers. Then, from that point, I stopped being on Twitter. Went back, I had, what I got over here? 35, 30, 36.
Okay.
Like, not
man,
even being
shit,
over here.
Posted,
don't
people,
even,
people,
like,
people jump ship.
I got 3587. So, y'all really need to, I guess they said I need to follow more people on Twitter or something. I don't know. I'm only following 251
yeah.
people.
That's what it, well,
if,
you know, you got to follow people that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love, because people, you know what, let me just say this, and there's no knock on you or nothing like this, but I just wonder, because you're a writer, so I respect the hell out of that. Believe me when I tell you, anytime you tell me you got a book and all that stuff, yo, I love that shit, man. That shit is dope. But anyway, what I was going to say is, and I got some writer journalist friends in Cleveland and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? One of the people that I know hooked up, you know, that came through and did the show or whatever. Anyway, long story short, I don't understand how journalists and writers don't be on Twitter. Like, that's the shit that you write in journal about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
that's
so
it's
something about, like, I'm trying to figure this out. Somebody can fucking tweet something and they shit can go absolutely viral. No hashtags, no nothing. I know I be tweeting some good ass shit and my shit don't go nowhere.
Well, you know what it is? So somebody with a big following got to retweet your shit to really get it popping, you know. See, I definitely know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so somebody,
I'm just sitting here like, what the hell? Like, Twitter. I always loved Twitter because I was on Facebook before, and I was all into Facebook, and then I went to Twitter, and then I left Twitter because Twitter had got boring, and I went to Facebook, but Twitter seemed like it's trying to get crunk all over again.
Twitter,
you know what I'm saying?
Twitter, you know, you got to make sure you follow people that's interested in this, that's engaging the tweet. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, that's what my news, everything comes from Twitter. And then, you know, I got my, you know, I love, you know, the real adult talk, you know what I'm saying, that there. Then I got my personal one where I just try to just keep it positive and just, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I can be both sides of my character, you know what I'm saying? Both sides of my personality, so to speak, on Twitter, man. I love it, man. I love that shit, man. So come through.
Well, I'm
it,
back
you know
on Twitter,
saying?
Y'all. Facebook got it out for me. I don't care what I say. They taking some down. They playing with my account. So I just said, I don't really have time for this. Y'all a little too sensitive over here. And, my mouth is actually X-rated 24 hours a day. And I've toned,
you know,
and I've dumbed down an awful lot because I've got so
Facebook
many brands.
Too, it got too personal. Like, the thing that turned me off about Facebook is cool. I mean, Facebook to me is like having like a, it's like what the yellow pages or the white pages used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to have it because, you know, you can just always find people, you know, your family members, friends you used to.
Yeah, but don't post on there. Don't do shit on there.
Yeah,
like,
the
page is just there.
Don't...
My page is still there, but it's just there. I'm not fucking with it. So at the end of the day, like, I just was like, you know what? I'm enough is enough. Back to Twitter.
But
you know what? Like, listen, I met two lifelong partners, two people. I met my baby daddy on Twitter.
Oh, shit. Nice. Okay,
yeah,
look at that.
I met my baby daddy on Twitter.
Yeah, so that's dope. You know what I'm saying?
I say, well, damn, it's something about Twitter. I ain't never had no lasting relationship on nobody that I've met on Instagram. I mean, on Facebook.
On Facebook,
Never had it's a cycle that has never been broken. Ever since I've been on Facebook since 2009, I have never had a lasting relationship or anything of substance from anything,
you know,
with anyone
Facebook,
in Facebook.
I don't want to know so much about certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part I hate. I mean, maybe it sounds like being like an asshole, but you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you get people and, you know, friends and stuff like that is cool, but I don't want to know this much about certain people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know. That's just me.
Well, you know,
I'm an
asshole, so
Instagram.
It's asshole back up. And shout out to our caller calling in. I think this is motherfucking Mr. Brooklyn Kings. This is Brooklyn Kings calling in.
Yo, what's good?
What's happening, homie? What's going on?
Same shit, yo. What's good with y'all?
We back over here on Twitter, man. Y'all gonna see me. You know, I've been tweeting. I've been consistent with my tweets and that too. I've been doing my thing lately, y'all.
Nice.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I got back on Twitter. Twitter is gonna be my melting pot right now with everything that I got going on. So
that's what's up, man. Twitter.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't. You can't win and you can't lose them, but you know they've been trying. So, you know, they say Mark don't own Facebook no more. The government actually own it. You know, it makes more sense for the government to buy it out because they got access to all everybody information. So it makes a lot of goddamn sense. You know, that's that the government owns that shit, and that's what they act like, and they like, fuck it. And I'm a freedom fighter, and they really don't. They're really trying to knock my ass anyways.
I got you.
It don't matter. Mo, how was your damn week? We didn't even get that far.
So my week was cool. So this week I'm calling it organizing through the chaos. You know what I'm saying? So like right now, like shit is coming together. But you know, like no matter what, it's still gonna be like curveballs thrown your way. My second laptop, my MacBook Pro just went out on me, just stopped charging. My Chromebook went out on me probably about 6 months ago. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's like these computers, they set it up to give you like about 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And then they just fucking fuck up. And then now, because of the quarantine, I can't go to the Genius Bar and see what's going on. But, you know, I ain't letting it stop my stride or whatever. So, you know, that's been, you know, like this – trying not to have summer canceled. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. So I just been out. You know what I'm saying? I be having my mask on outside. But really, when I'm out, I don't be wearing my mask like that because I don't be all close to nobody. But then when I go into like a place of business, I'll put it on. Then also too, being that I'm in NYC, you know what I'm saying? A couple of weeks back when all the George Floyd, when that really came out, Soho got fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the stores, like I was talking about this last week with you and Smooth, how like a lot of the stores got looted on and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, let me just see what's up. You know, me and my wife, we just took a stroll, a nice day a couple of days ago. So I was like, you know what, let's just go up to Union Square in the city and just walk down, you know, by NYU down to down to basically Canal Street. So I was walking through the whole Soho. So it was just interesting, man. It was like an art gallery. You know what I'm saying? Of just shit. You know what I'm saying? Graffiti. You saw some stuff. You saw most of the stores all boarded up. Some of the stores had, you know, got busted into, and you can see where the glass was cracked. And then today, you know what I'm saying? I'm just on Flatbush, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Running some errands. Then I'm just all of a sudden, I'm in a Black Lives Matter, protest. You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden, just right as I'm walking up the street, I see the protesters coming down the street. So it's just cool, man. It's just been a wavy week. But I can't say, shout out to my wife. We've been like beefing a little bit, but in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't argue with your significant other, y'all ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta.
And that shit make a lot of sense. You're damn sure right about that. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like if y'all ain't arguing, y'all don't care about each other. You know what I'm saying? So
somebody holding some in. It's somebody holding an illusion.
Exactly. Yep. And we be letting it. You know what I'm saying? Quarantine. That shit. You know how that go. So anyway, but long story short, I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Remember I told you going into the quarantine, there was a lot of stuff I needed to rework in my place, and it's finally starting to shape up. You know what I'm saying? So I finally got like my haven where it can be like my office space. My wife can have her like little boutique, her little home business. You know what I'm saying? I can do my real estate from the crib now. I can do the show from here, so I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
How many bedrooms y'all got, Mo?
Nah, it's a one-bedroom apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the way I had to, less is more. Like, in New York City, and where I'm at is prime real estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got in here a little early, so the rent was, like, really affordable. And, you know what I'm saying, just through the years, it just crept up a little bit. But being that I'm in the game, I know how much my apartment would go if I moved out. It would be a lot more than what I'm paying. So, you know, I just had to kind of adapt and really – get my wife on this less is more type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's 30 years, you know, we was like collectors. You know what I'm saying? I like my music, so I used to have, you know, CDs and shit like that. And my wife was always into her fashion, so she got magazines. And just, you know, that shit, over years, that shit just creeps up. So, you know, I was like, I got to get on some millennial shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all these CDs. I got my title popping. Told my wife, fuck all these magazines. Like, you can just go on Google whatever the hell you need to Google. And then the only thing that I was really holding on to was my books. That was, like, the last straw. But now I'm like, yo, because I'm a reader. So I'm like, I got to just get to the ones that's really –
Yeah,
really
if you're getting rid of books, you need to send them down here because, I'm still –
You know what? Okay. So I'm going to see what's up. And, yeah, I'm going to definitely because I got to figure something out. You know what I'm saying? Then I got a bunch of this. You know, I went through my porn DVD phase that I was telling Smooth about. So I'm getting rid of that shit.
You
just
You know, we in the South. We got space. You know, we need space down here. And I'm an avid reader. You know, I'm an avid porn watcher.
Okay.
And you can send those as well.
Yeah, because I would love. I love. That's what I think. Like I gave away. Like I'm giving away some nice ass tables. You know, because I'm on my interior decorator shit. But like I got these African slate tables. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? Wrought iron, like heavy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Just nice shit. But it's like, yo, the way I'm maneuvering my apartment, it's just like.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. How the hell we going to get that down here? Because that's going to be fun.
But what's cool about my building, I guess, especially, not to say the gentrification, but, you know, with gentrification, you know, people come in. And, you know what I'm saying? We still got our Caribbean flavor here in Flatbush or whatever, because a lot of white people, too. But it's good, too, in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, a lot of restaurants, a lot of shit opened up around here. But it's like a little community. What I mean by that is, like, I could just leave. Like, you know,
well, Tyson, he's from Brooklyn.
Okay, so you know how it is. You know, so, you know, what I'm saying is I can leave it out in my lobby and just put a screen on there, then somebody can pick it up, and then vice versa. Like, I done caught a couple of nice books and shit like that, or just little things here that just somebody was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need it no more. And so, you know, so it's cool. So long story short, I say that to say this. I just think now, too, you know, it's politics is a big thing, too, and, you know, I'm going to talk about this more in a world-famous chopper, but I just realized that I'm really into politics on a low. Like, the same way I'm into sports.
All right, so,
Eddie, like rap music.
Before we jump, we ain't going
to
do no politics. Our listeners don't like when we do politics, so we
be the change you want to see in the world. But, no, that's it. That's all I was about to say. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Be the change you want to be in the world. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get off this. I was going to say, let's get off this politics shit, get back on some sexy shit. That's how we're
right. So, tonight we're talking about single or relationship, right? So single or relationship. So I asked this question probably a couple different times over the last 3 years that we've been on the show. Single or in a relationship, right? What would you rather? So I keep asking these questions. This is so funny. So something hit me, a conversation that I had hit me, and I sit back and I pay attention to a lot of people. And I'm like, I ask myself, you know, how did I become Miss Lovely Black, right? And as I sit back and I pay attention to the women out here in this world and the men that are after me and the women that are after the men that are after me, I realize how I became Miss Lovely Black, right? So if I was to ask myself, single or relationship, right? Ultimately, I want, you know, before, you know, this is me talking to myself. Ultimately, I want a relationship, right? But I would prefer to stay single because I see that these women are just placeholders. They just somebody that's just there, but a man gonna do what they do, right? So, okay, so this woman, and she's not an ugly woman, but she's not a dime, she's not a five, she may be a three, okay? But she's not ugly in the face, but she just don't have the body whatsoever, none of that. But, you know, she, I think, is intelligent, okay? And so she has this guy, and this guy is dealing with her, and I, like, you know, she's the breadwinner. You know, he makes money, but she's the breadwinner. And she says, well, you know, I don't have to deal with him sleeping with other people, and I'm going to be the only one, or it's not going to be here at all, right? You know, so this is her, you know, with her woman pride, you know. And to me, I was laughing at her, right? Because I mean, I know the streets, you know, and it's funny because women actually still hold on to this mentality as if like they doing something. You know what I'm saying? Now I get it from a lady's standpoint. I'm explaining to you. Ladies, I understand you saying if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing, and so on and so forth, right? And so this is what she was saying. Like, I don't care who it is. He's going to be with me or he's going to be with me and only me or nobody or I'm not going to be here. Okay, cool. So the man, of course, needing somewhere to stay because she's the breadwinner and his whole life is in bodied with this particular person was like, okay, well, I'm going to just chill out for a little bit. I really don't want to be here, but I got to play by the rules. Boom, they chilled out. boom, turn back around, turn right back up. They right back in the streets doing what they're doing. And so that really made me realize, I'm like, that's how Miss Lovely Black was formed and created. Because, see, you can ask a man to do whatever you want him to do. You can put your foot down and say, oh, I better be the only one, but they ain't going to do nothing but make him run circles around you. So when you asking a man to do this and telling a man he got to do that, you really just poison him to lie to you. Not saying that, okay, you got to, you, it's okay to be in a relationship and, you know, for me, I just feel like don't even bring the shit up. You know, long as respect is there, it's there. But when you begging for a person to lie to you and begging for a person to, you know, to treat you a certain type of way,
begging for a person
that shit there just kind of like you setting yourself up for failure. So for you women that like being in relationships so much, and like and it doesn't happen so many times where these women be like, I got his heart. But if you got his heart, why are you lying about being pregnant to keep him? If you got his heart, why are you lying about y'all getting married? You know what I'm saying? I, being up in Atlanta, just this year alone, I have heard 5 women say, oh, yeah, we finna get married. They ain't got married, ain't got no ring, no nothing. 5 women, no bullshit. And so I sit back and I really be like, damn, so is that really, is that what you aspire to be? So if he really, like, a lot of times women give these men more credit than they deserve. So why are you giving him credit that he don't deserve? So if you got his heart, then why are you watching the other person's page? If you got his heart, why are you watching his page? Why are you watching what he doing if you got his heart? So something don't add up. You know what I'm saying? So you got his heart and you told him what it's going to be, but then you sitting down watching his page and watching everything that he do because what now? I'm sorry. So does it make sense to be in a relationship or just to be single? Because either way it go, it seems like you're going to have an issue. Like, I don't know. What y'all think?
Well, all right. So once again, just to put this out there, so tonight's topic is single life or relationship. Which do you prefer? So I'm going to be – I mean – of course, hashtag happily married man. Like I'm good. I really love my marriage. I respect where we're going. Like I said, we're constantly building something here. You know what I'm saying? It took a lot to get to where I'm at with my particular, with my wife currently. Right. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to knock the single life, man. Shout out to, what's that? Cameo single life. That song. You ever heard that song? Single Life by Cameo. That's some, that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, single life can be the shit if you play it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember those days, you know what I'm saying? Vividly, like, just like my childhood, I'll never forget certain things, you know what I'm saying? And like, that shit is lit. But you got to know what you know what I'm saying? You got to play it a certain way, or it could be some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So I like it both. But I mean, I can just tell you, you know, from being in a relationship for quite some time, what's cool about a relationship is, but this is where it gets tricky too, because you got to find the right person. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure y'all compatible. You got to make sure y'all, you know, opposites, because opposites kind of, they do attract, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want somebody that's just like you. You got to have some opposites so y'all can feed off each other. Like I said, your weaknesses could be that person's strengths and vice versa. So right now, you know, because I'm married, I would definitely say relationship is my way to, you know, at this point, because, you know, I respect the loyalty that we have to each other. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing. I told you I'm a Leo, so I'm naturally loyal. You know what I'm saying? But when you fuck up and you lose that trust, you lose my loyalty. I could never.
It's not really the same with you though, Mo, because you married. And it's only so much you can say or whatever the case may be, because you are definitely married. You know what I'm saying? So
true,
you ain't like you can't relate to the aspect of what
relate.
I'm saying, like how these men out here. No, like now, current state, not when you was an old young whipper bopper. I'm talking about like how these women giving these men these, oh, it's going to be me or nobody else, just because you're taking care of them, right? So
I can live vicariously through people. I'm telling you, I can relate. Go ahead, though.
So these women, they really take care of these men, right? They do all these things to take care of these men to, you know, okay, well, you know, do the, listen, respect is something that you shouldn't have to hold over nobody's head. You know what I'm saying? So you
True.
Shouldn't have to demand respect for somebody's livelihood. That's what I think I want to say. If that man want to be with you and only you, he going to be with you and only you. You ain't got to tell him that. So if you're going to be with somebody in a relationship that you got to constantly check their phone, start their social media, who you doing, why you doing, you might as well be single. Because you're trying to control a grown-ass human being with their own human experience.
That's the nature, though. That's the nature, though. I mean, like, it seems like that's the nature of relationships unless you just – That's the nature, though. I don't know. I think that's just the nature of the
child. I don't fuck, man, please.
Evolve.
I don't want nobody like that. I don't
want
nobody like that.
I think that's
I don't want nobody
that
got to be
now.
Checking
with
my phone.
Media and everything,
I don't
just,
want nobody questioning
just changed
me.
Everything,
man,
people
listen,
can really
man, my
just,
folks, no, don't.
People can just see what's up with you unless, like I said, we've discussed this numerous times on different shows, unless you just go old school and go off the grid. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the grid, that's just the nature of – that's just what comes with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like celebrity. Like if you a celebrity or some – you know what I'm saying? People going to be in your business because you've just known. You know what I'm saying? So people are naturally going to like –
No. People on the outside are going to be looking in, right? And even though like I still – I'm able to find stupid shit to talk about, believe it or not, like I talk about more on the show than I do on social media, but I'm a very fucking ducked off and private person. So when it comes to the fact, like, that's my pet peeve. When I got to answer to you, like, that's a problem to me because I'm grown. So whatever I choose to do, that's my human experience. Whatever you choose to do is your human experience. All I say is respect. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I can ask for. Give me respect. I give you respect and let that shit be what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna be around this bitch going back and forth with no motherfucker. I'm not finna be doing none of that. Let them figure out what they're going to figure out. My thing is that I learn less is best. So that's why I told you, like, I'll never post who I'm dealing with on social media, on Instagram no more.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram, they watch that motherfucker like a hawk. So now my Instagram
shit,
is totally about me. You know what I'm saying? Good luck with that. You feel me? I comment on somebody's shit. If you watching what I comment, oh, motherfucking well. You know, I could comment what I want to comment where I want to comment it at, you know? But you ain't going to know what the hell I'm talking about. You just be like, she flirting or whatever the case may be.
I mean, what
be.
People got to understand with social media, if you post something on there, people going to analyze it. I mean,
well,
it's,
not
it's
anymore. Because,
now.
See, until Instagram changed their shit, because remember, they you used to be able to see what somebody commented on and liked on and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I ain't never really do nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, when you
that
can see that
much.
Shit.
It,
only page I was on was my folks' page, faithfully. Like, But
that
after they changed
crazy.
That shit, oh, shit.
They needed to.
Free,
you know what I'm saying?
Free,
you just see
what
everybody liked and posting and everything. Like, and I didn't really check it. I was like, you know, I wasn't that type of person to be checking shit like that. I don't do that type of stuff.
And like somebody,
I mean,
you know, like when I first get to your page and I go.
And be like, oh. But that wasn't my go-to. Like, I might just end up clicking my phone and be like, oh, shit, all right. Like, oh, this person, like, you know what I'm saying?
When I first get to your page, I go and like some shit up, right? When I first get to your page, right? Okay,
yeah.
I like this. Boom. And then, you know, like some shit as it come along. You come follow me, you jump on my page, and then months down the line, you liking everything on my page, you trying to get my attention. Like, I know how it go, right? But, no,
yeah,
I wasn't really on nobody's shit, for real. When you could see what I ain't stupid. I'm old school. When you could see what I was doing, I wasn't doing shit in the public. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, I get my little like and, you know, my little, you know, it might be some chocolate, something like that, and I want to flirt with it. It's okay. I'm grown. But when you come to me and go to question me about what I'm doing, who I'm doing it with, how I'm doing it, listen, let me tell you something. I am responsible for my life and two other lives, right? That's under the age of 18 that require me to go as hard as I can, as long as I can, to make sure that their life is stress-free, right? So anybody that come along and deal with me outside of that, right, you, one, have to come along and not bring any pressure to my life. Two, you have to be in a position to where I can look at you one day to hopefully give you these rings to be in control of the three of us. You know what I'm saying? So that we're a part of your four.
That's some shit.
Hey,
yeah.
We ain't.
Right
you're not finna come in the door You not. I don't care if it's a year, 2 years. Listen, don't question me. I'm a different breed. Like, these women out here, they looking for love. So they looking for validation.
Let me ask you this then. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? So, what do you prefer? I mean, you know what I'm saying? All right. Before you even answer that question, like, how is it single life? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you know, you're not in a relationship right now. Not that I know of. You know what I'm saying? How is it for you? Like, how?
See, that's the thing. Again.
Stuff like that. Well,
I'm very private. So, you don't know if I'm in a relationship or not. But when I say, like, okay, my thing is this. This is how I see it. Whatever I'm doing right now, it's more so like it goes along the lines of it's simple, just respect. I'm not finna be riding your dick by who you doing, what you doing, and how you doing it. You're not finna ride my dick, who I'm doing. We gonna figure it out. Now, when that person put a ring on my finger, then that's the person that I'm answer to. So as you say, you either single or you married. I'm not married.
Neither.
So
you're either single or you're not.
What that say? I'm
okay.
not married.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. So because I'm not married, like, you know what I'm saying?
So
like I've been my own person for so long. And because I'm my own person, because when it all boils down to it, I have to take care of myself and two children. Because look, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Because I'm grown. So because that's what I'm supposed to do, then the only person that should be questioning me is me. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't finna be questioning me. Like, I made a post today, and I said, listen, if all you can do is come around and say you want to have sex with me, but you can't never be there when I need you, then you don't need to be around. And the only way to know if a person going to be solid is make sure that they can be there for you first before you start having sex with them. And that's just the bottom line. Because if they can't hold you down, you done already gave them the sex. So they got what they wanted. You got to make sure that these folks can be there for you and have your back.
That's
you can't
true.
Be,
I mean,
well, if you do this for me, I do this for you. It's not necessarily about, you know, tit for tat, not when you care for somebody. But if you ain't no feelings and shit there, like, man, fuck that. Like, man, listen, run it. What you going to do? How you going to do it?
Yeah.
And that's just that on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody got time for the sideshow Bob shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody got time for the extra stuff. Either you single or you married. And if you ain't got no ring on your finger, don't be going talking to no other chick about him being with you. That's your dumb ass. Like, that's where I'm at in life. If your dumb ass got this grown-ass man living with you, or you around here doing all this stuff for this man, bitch, don't come to me talking about what you finna do. If y'all ain't married, bitch, you can't show me no paperwork. You ain't got no business coming to ask me about shit.
Receipts. Yeah, man.
Period. That's your dumb ass
this
taking care of grown ass
real,
man trying to make him feel a certain type of way. I ain't goddamn dumb. I ain't that stupid. Because he running after me while you taking care of him. All of them.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
It's funny, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I be feeling like nowadays, I'm kind of like I'm in the minority, you know what I'm saying? Because this marriage life, you know what I'm saying? It ain't as popular as it used to be back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So the single life, it really just took over, you know what I'm saying? The married life is just different, you know what I'm saying? So it is interesting, you know, because I have conversations with my friends, I see my family, you know, my family and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's just different, you know what I'm saying? And the ones that's not married a lot of times, the older ones, you know, they went through that shit and got divorced, and you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is it was interesting, the ones that, you know, the marriages that I've seen in my family that survived, you know what I'm saying? And I just be trying to just, and I always just analyze, what the fuck did they do to survive? You know what I'm saying? And no marriage is perfect. You're going to have, like, shits, ups and downs and stuff like that, but you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's just interesting as fuck. And what you said is right on point. Kind of like what I said. You know what I'm saying? Either you're married or you're not. Because I see so many other relationships. Like, you know, and I'm not knocking it because it's just life. You know what I'm saying? But you know, people have kids together and they like living together and stuff like that, and they're not married and stuff like that. So it just seemed like it's always flaky, it's always shaky. You know what I'm saying? It's always like on like shaky ground. You know what I'm saying? And I see now what my, you know what I'm saying? Because now, when I was younger, like I couldn't understand it as much. You know what I'm saying? But now that I'm older, got some maturity, got a couple gray hairs now, I can kind of see. Like, I never forget. I'm going to put y'all behind the curtain. But one day, my wife's mother just called me out the blue. You know what I'm saying? So she just called me out the blue. And I'm like, okay, why is she calling me? I pick up, and she was just basically like, what's your intentions with my daughter? You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, fuck. At that time, you know, we was kind of shacked up and just chilling, you know what I'm saying, going through our emotions. And, you know, ever since that conversation, I kind of looked at things differently. You know what I'm saying? I kind of, you know, because my wife's pops passed, you know, years ago. You know what I'm saying? So that was just a powerful conversation because she was basically saying, like, you know, if her father was alive, I don't know if he would agree with certain situations and stuff like that. And that really just hit me. You know what I'm saying? That was some real shit. Basically, like, are you wasting my daughter's time? Because if so, let's get to the point. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm prepared to basically give her to you. You know what I'm saying? In a certain extent, if you're ready for it. You know what I'm saying? So that made me kind of like, all right, let me, that's some real shit. Like, when you get married and your pops walk, you know, you got a daughter and you give your daughter away to that man to take care of your daughter moving forward, that's some powerful shit. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, father's not alive and then mother gives, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's powerful because they trust in you. Like, all right, you know, I brought them this far, go. And that goes for both ways too. I mean, like, my mother, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, giving me away to my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, like, y'all work it out now. Y'all in this adult world. And then, you know, being that my father just passed, you know, a couple months ago, that shit is interesting because, you know what I'm saying? So it just gets deep. Like, this marriage shit is really deep. Like, it really is. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't play with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I hate, I don't want to rant, but, like, I hate when I go to like, I'm going back to Cleveland, like I said, and on my vacation in August to my cousin's wedding. I hope they make it. You know what I'm saying? Because I hate when I go to a wedding, and I don't know the dude like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's my cousin. You know, we grew up together, my female cousin. So I'm rooting for her. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope they work out, because I hate when I go to a wedding and you see the beautifulness and everybody happy and the family is coming together, and it's such a good, and then they get divorced. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just play with my emotions. I was there, invested. You know what I'm saying? I put
right.
on a suit.
Like, when I get married, it's a wrap, right? Like, it is somebody in my life that I can see myself being married to. You know what I'm saying? It really is.
It's big, but
I don't feel like he's there. You know what I'm saying? As of now, I don't feel like he's there. But if he was there, like, I mean, I marry him easily. You know what I'm saying? No prenup, no nothing, because we got such a long history together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, on some friend type shit. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Friends type,
yeah.
Lovers type, whatever. Now, when I just know that, for me, it's taking me the extra time, because when I do say I do, like, that's it. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to figure this shit out. Fuck fight, no flight. You know, like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, but until that time come, like, no, I'm not finna be questioning you. You're not finna be questioning me. Listen, I'm married till I'm single. I'm single till I'm married. And that's just how it is. But, like, these women, they so lost out here. Like, you feel like you can do all this stuff for a man and hold it over his head, but he don't even respect you enough to make you his wife, but you around here taking care of him like he your kid. You know what I'm saying? And then you around here
man.
Trying to, you know, checkmate everybody behind a dude. Like, come on, that shit is so weak to me. So, ladies, I mean, single life or relationship, that's what you got to ask yourself. That's the moral of this. Man, listen, if you got to go check that man inbox, if you got to check this man comments, if you got to check this man's cell phone, if you got to check this man mileage on his car, you got to do all this shit. Bitch, you got to sit in the bushes at the studio. Bitch, you got to motherfucking sit outside his car in a job, you know what I'm saying, and see who the work girlfriend is. Y'all doing too much. For these
the one
men,
thing I'll
say,
the one thing I'll say, you know what I'm saying, being a married person and just seeing like what it took for me to want to get married is, you really gotta understand a person's pedigree. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, yeah, we humans and all that shit, right? We are humans. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? We got the ability to think and do other things that a normal animal can't do. You know what I'm saying? Where animals is more instinctual or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to run down somebody. If you about to really take that step, you got to run down somebody's pedigree. So what I mean is you got to see just, you know, where they come from. You know what I'm saying? Not to judge. You just got to see if you're compatible with that. You know what I'm saying? You got to see if you're compatible with that person, the way that person was bred. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you, you know, study, like, look at their sisters, their brothers. You know what I'm saying? They parents. You know what I'm saying? They aunts, they uncles, you know what I'm saying? They friends, you know what I'm saying? You got to really analyze the company that they keep, you know what I'm saying? And then that's when you know if, you know what I'm saying,
well,
you're going to be compatible with that person.
My
that's
folks, right, my the dude that I'm saying, right, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he know my family, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Big,
so it's one of those things, you know, it is what it is, right? But here's the thing, my point, what I was saying was, you might as well be single if you got to run behind somebody and do all that, and you ain't got no ring. Now, even if you got a ring, that's still a man, he's still a human. And women, too. Fellas, you can't be like that with women. Y'all can't be this way. Either you're going to be married or you're going to be single, period. It's no, that's my man. He belonged to me, and all that extra shit that come in the middle, like, come on, that's feeling. You know what I'm saying? Feeling, that's all that is. Listen, y'all got to do better out here, because the shit that I'm seeing out here on this social media and how I'm seeing y'all acting a fool and how I'm seeing all this extra shit and somebody go and like one of my pictures and then the chick all in my inbox. And listen, I don't even give y'all the pride to respond back to y'all. If I respond back to you, that's big ups, right? But if I respond to you, it's going to be on some true game shit. Sis, y'all married? No, we not married, but ain't no but to it. Y'all not married. So, first of all, he not my type. Second of all, it's social media, so he being social. Third of all, if you got to watch this man and what he doing and how he doing it that hard, then you got a problem. You might as well be single. If you're going to be in a relationship, you got to withstand everything that come along with that. That means that this person is a grown-ass man or woman that can live their life and do whatever they see fit. And your job is to respect them, and their job is to respect you, and everything else is golden. Like, that's it. Like, it's no in-between on that. It's no in-between on none of that other shit. Either you single or you're in a relationship. But when you're in that relationship, you got to let all that shit go. Like, we are so damaged mentally as a people that we just don't understand how fucked up shit is. You know what I'm saying? As a people, we are fucking damaged. And we feel like we own something if we do something. No, you go do that with your children. You can't do that with no grown man, because the grown men, they still out there dealing with women. Because you're going to have women out there that don't even want a relationship. That's like, man, you could give them products to that bitch. But that same woman that's, you better do this and you better do that and you better not be sleeping with nobody, she can't do enough to keep you there. Because her money not keeping you there. That's, you there because she's breaking
it's
bread.
More than just
but
money.
You're not there because you want to be.
Yeah, it's, you know, and then what it is too is more than just material items or money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, cooking, cleaning. I mean, it is deep. You know what I'm saying? And when you want to raise a family, you want to make sure that everything is on point with that. You know what I'm saying? She got those traits, you know what I'm saying, to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it. And
oh my God, like a manly man, like, listen, If I got to make sure that every bill in this house is paid for and me and you together, then we not together. We not together. If I don't know for sure that whatever your set portion going to be paid every month, then we can't do nothing. Hi, I got two kids that I got to make sure straight at all times. Man, listen, I ain't got time to be trying to make sure no grown-ass man straight because I'm not going to make that grown man make sure that I'm straight. As sick as I am, I'm still out here hustling, busting my ass. I had to pay for this week. You know what I'm saying? Out of my pocket, right? It's one person in the world, one person that I can hit up and say, look, hey, I had to spend some extra money that I don't want to. I don't get no food stamps, right? So I spend like $400-$500 a month on groceries out of my pocket. Let's just start there, okay? Not that I'm asking for any food stamps. You know, I take gifts, but, you know, I pay out of pocket. So, boom, you know, I hit this person up and I said, hey, you know, I had to spend this money on, you know what I'm saying, this extra stuff. So, you know, I need to go grocery shopping. And not only did he reply immediately, but he said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And then that's how he did it. I said, okay, well, I really don't have it in me to get up to go to the store, you know what I'm saying, especially with the jits. And he said, okay. And guess what he did? He went to the store for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, in the whole process that it was hailing and storming and all that other stuff, and he in a brand-new Benz, and the hail hit the car, and he mad about that. I appreciate the hell out of going to the
Oh, fuck.
But at the same time and at the same token, right, that one person in this world, the one person in this world that I said that I would align, that I would marry, but when he get ready, would be him.
It's the little things, man. It's the little things.
Yeah, would be him. And not because right now I can't get up and go to the grocery store for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have this. You know, I'm not at 100%. Not because of those things, but because this bit, like he here. But he from where I'm from. He not from where I'm from. He from North, but I met him, you know, like 20-some years ago in Florida. So basically he from Florida. Man. So he from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
so
got a connection.
You know?
I got that connection.
Like, yeah, super long. So things like that. But the person that I might deal with and interact with, you know what I'm saying, may be somebody totally different. Or the person I'd be like, okay, well, you know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying
it's levels to it. Single life.
That's what I'm saying. It's levels to everything that you do.
When you single, if you play it right, that shit ain't bad either. Like I said, I'm happily married.
I'm not saying that I'm dealing with nobody now. That ain't what I said.
Okay.
I'm saying hypothetically, what I'm saying is the person other than boom. Everybody listen to the show. So you know goddamn well if you ain't the nigga that went and brought me groceries for me and my kids tonight, then I ain't talking about you. How about that? But my point is...
Oh, shit.
I ain't saying I'm dealing with nobody. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm appreciative of the people that have my back. But I got a strict don't question me policy.
Until so that ring is on that finger, right? I got you.
Until the ring on the finger. Don't question me. Like, no. Until you show me positive intent that you finna make my life easier, don't question me. Don't question me. Nobody question me.
That's it. Well, you know, another dope topic. You know what I'm saying? And this was, you know, just as the months go by, as the days go by, weeks go by, the months go by, years go by, you know what I'm saying? Like, these conversations got to be revamped and rehad again, you know what I'm saying? Because times change, things change, circumstances change. So
people change.
That's why, people change.
I need y'all to get it together. Man, we ain't dropped no knowledge in a minute for these women, but, man, these folks here is crazy.
Y'all is crazy out here behind these men,
stalking people, pages, what she doing, and she talking to him, and she talking. Man, if that man got your heart, he should have your trust.
But a lot of times, though.
So whatever he tell
you,
that's what you're supposed to go off
of. Let me put this out there, too, for my fellas and for the young ladies out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can say this now. You know what I'm saying? Because I matured, I lived my life. You know what I'm saying? I let it all hang out there, and I still live my life. You know what I'm saying? You know, once you get married, you just don't stop being you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get that twisted, but you know, you get like a, y'all just have a understanding of each other. But I will say, when you're young, like in your 20s, you know what I'm saying, 30s, that's when you start to slow down a little bit. And then by the time you, you know, get past that, then you kind of like, you know, all right, now I can, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? But your 20s, yo, that you asking for trouble, though. You know what I'm saying? Your 20s, you're still learning yourself. You're learning your adult self. Teenagers, you know what I'm saying? You're learning mentally, you know what I'm saying? You're learning about shit, and you just starting to see which way is up and whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're getting out of your comfort zone from where you grew up, and you maybe meeting different friends, and they putting you on different things. And in 20s, now you sexually, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm a stallion now. You know what I'm saying? Or a female, you like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? What's the female word they say now? I don't know. But, you know, the female is just like, she snatched. You know what I'm saying? So her body is just at its peak naturally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So at that point, you're gonna experiment. You're going to try some shit. So a lot of times, if you really trying to have some marriage or be in a serious relationship at that time, a lot of times it might not work out. You know what I'm saying? Because you're still young. You're still experiencing life. You know what I'm saying? You still want to experience other people and all that other stuff. So you got to get that out your system before you start to settle down. You know what I'm saying? Some people are built a certain way. They can just be in a serious relationship from a young age and it work out. But nowadays, I think you really want to get that out of you first. You know what I'm saying? First. Because a lot of times, even sexually, you don't even know how to have sex. Look, in your 20s, you know, you still don't even know how to have sex like that. What I mean by that is you fucking and stuff like that, but you ain't being as cautious as you would be. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just always strapped up the way you need to be or whatever. So that's why people have babies out of wedlock and all this other stuff, because they fucking and they ain't even learned the ropes yet. They just like, yo, I'm so, you know, see, I'm learning my body. I'm learning her body. She, you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. And so, you know, you just got to get all that out of your system first. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you can start talking this. You know what I'm saying? Just being honest. Just being young OG. You know what I'm saying? With this. So that's it, man. This is real talk. You know what I'm saying? With the Blue Miss Lovely Black Mo Benz. That's what we do, man. Every Sunday night, we bring it to you live, uncut, raw conversation. And this is it. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you take over for these 22 and do your world famous chop up, you dig?
All right. So, yeah. So feel free to chime in, because it's like a slow week, but I'm going to try to space this out for, you know, the few things that I did come across. So I know Black was like shitting on the whole politics. We ain't got no smooth tonight. But I did want to see if he saw anything on this. But I'm just going to elaborate on it and see. Maybe you heard something. You can put me on. But Hillary Clinton, that's a person. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm hearing this stuff with the emails and all this other stuff. I mean, obviously, she's not really in the politics right now because, you know, she lost, you know, in 2016. But I'm hearing these emails. And I remember when her and Trump was doing a, like, debate. I remember Trump talking about this. And then it seemed like when all the stuff was happening with George Floyd a couple weeks ago, we was hearing it, rumors. And I haven't really dived into it because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not a fan of Hillary Clinton like that. But I just want to know, what's up with these emails? Is she really got something like really hanging? And, I don't watch the news like that. But
I seen something briefly.
Yeah.
I seen something. I kept scrolling.
What is
she has to
no
testify.
Clue.
I seen something saying that she does have to testify. But, man, Hillary's corrupt as fuck. So, well, from allegedly,
yeah.
How about that? I mean, we got to say it right.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly, she's corrupt as fuck. And, you know, they trying to, you know, hold her accountable for what it is. But that goes along with the whole shit situation. She's in it with the emails and, you know, the Obamas and, you know, it's like America's toxic, right? Like Obama, he did nothing for us, but because he was way better than who we got now, You know, it's like, fuck it, we'll just rather go with get nothing than to deal with this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing. I mean, Hillary, she's extremely washed up, not because she can't run, but she's washed up because she got so much on her plate right now.
And plus, she lost. How many times you gonna lose? You know what I'm saying? She watched. And then
but she got this court thing over her. Like it ain't went nowhere. So you gotta kind of lay low. You know, she said something at like the very beginning of this when things was going left, but she ain't do much.
And,
you know, it wasn't much.
You know,
it wasn't much at all.
And what's funny too, and I used to be like at the beginning of the show, and I was talking about, like, I guess I do like politics because, you know, you've accused me of this, my wife, friends of mine, you know what I'm saying? They're like, damn, you do fuck with Trump. And I'm like, I do fuck with Trump. I am going to vote for Trump, and, like, I am, like, a fan of his politics at this point. But at the same time, I just wanted to explain this. I was talking to my wife. We had a discussion about this. Like, I came to my conclusion that I fucks with politics, and then, you know, like, especially around election time, you know what I'm saying? It's like the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? So I get into it, you know what I'm saying? So I start paying attention, and I was the same way I had to look at myself like, oh, I'm not just like this new person like this. It's just like, I like Trump and that's who I'm going with. And I don't like Biden. I was the same way for it. Then I had to look back. I was the same way for Obama. You know what I'm saying? I voted for Obama when he went up against John McCain. I voted for Obama when he went up against I can't even think of the other dude's name, Romney, Mitt Romney. You know what I'm saying? And I was campaigning. It's just after the dust settled, like we just talked about, I'm like, yo, after the dust settled, damn, Obama, that shit was dope, black president, got his two black daughters, got his fine black wife, you know what I'm saying? Like what he represented, had some swag about him, had really good, you know, just talked a good game. But at the end of the day, the really people that really came up under his administration was white women and gays. Once it just, and that's why this whole liberal shit took off, you know what I'm saying? The whole Me Too and the gay marriage and all that other stuff. But I will say this.
Was that
here
we were talking about this shit where they have now made white women a minority?
Yeah, that's what's
so
said.
Now
yeah,
white women can apply for minority loans?
Yeah, that's crazy. Obama, that's what I'm saying, all that. Smooth brought that to our attention. I haven't really, you know, ran up about it, but, you know, I know Smooth.
I said now,
like,
you going to make white women minorities? Are you fucking kidding me?
That definitely probably happened.
But Trump did just reverse. He kind of reversed some type of health care things with the LGBT, the trans people or something. Mm. I didn't really look at the whole thing. He did reverse some shit.
Gotcha.
They reversed some shit this week. He said it was coming. And, I mean, hey. You might as well, what better time than now? Shit, like he said, you're going to hate me. And, you know, at the end of the day, the popular vote did not get Trump in office. It was the electoral votes, and, you know, they're going to put Trump back in office.
Once again, Black, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to say. And it sounds fucked up what I'm going to say, but politics is a dirty game. You know what I'm saying? Trump's, like, just how I just said, how Obama's core, or you know the people that he really wanted to make sure was in his corner, because that's what got his, that's where his votes came from, and that's what he did the most for, was white women and gays. You know what I'm saying? Trump's, you know, people that he is going to be white men. You know what I'm saying? White men is going to believe in country, believe in this, believe in, like, oh, you know, we started this shit, you know what I'm saying, and all that other shit. So he's going to appease them. He is. So a lot of that shit is going to rub black people the wrong way because of the nature of us in this country. And rightfully so, I can understand it. But at the same time, you know, he Trump's a New Yorker, you know what I'm saying? And I say that to say this. Like, they know what they – you know what I'm saying? New Yorkers is slick-talking people, man. They you deal with all types of cultures, and he's from Queens. Don't get it twisted. They deal with all types of coaches, all types of people. They know, you know what I'm saying? So I saw, like, this last week I posted some stuff, I think, in the Real Adult Talk. I definitely put it in my fellas Bunker 31 Instagram group that we got. But Trump was just in Texas, you know what I'm saying? He had a black panel. Ben Carson was there. You know, he had a great speech, you know what I'm saying? Ben Carson, I think he put Ben Carson is the head of like urban development and stuff like that. Ben Carson, of course, was running for president against Trump on a Republican ticket. Was a big time surgeon, heart surgeon, or whatever, brain surgeon, something like that. Big time surgeon. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know. So what I'm just trying to say is he's gonna. That's where his votes is gonna come from. But you got to look at actions. You know what I'm saying? What he's saying is just like, he's just going to say some stuff to get them riled up so he don't lose their votes. But at the same time, all right, I got their votes now. Since people hate me so much, especially like a lot of the, like, let me show you what I can do. Let me show you. And then this is why one thing I'm going to say is, dude is a real estate tycoon. So what better person or whatever to kind of help rebuild black neighborhoods than somebody like Trump? Like, that's what he does. That's where he made his money from, you know, real estate and shit like that. So, and like I said, you know what I'm saying, he's going to cater to the person that's just trying to be about their business. You know what I'm saying? It's not, I don't think he's racist. I just think he just respects blacks that's like, you know, educated. Not to say that I'm dissing, you know, people that you know, come from a certain background and maybe didn't have the same education opportunities, but he's just like, I'm for the blacks that's like entrepreneurial, that's trying to be about their business, that's trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's trying to be on welfare and all this other stuff and trying to beat the system, I don't really care about them. And that's just how it is. And it comes off as racist, but it's just business in a way. You know what I'm saying? And this is a capitalist society, so you just got to know how it is. So that's how I kind of look at it. So I just take it for what it is, and that's it. Let me, and that's why I said at the beginning of the show, be the change you want to see in the world. So I'm going to fuck with myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to have some generational wealth. Like, I want to, you know, leave a legacy to, you know, once I'm dead and gone, they can be like, all right, you know, maybe it took him a while to get there, but Mo, he was a stand-up dude. You know what I'm saying? He did what he did. And you know what I'm saying? He you know what I'm saying? He left a blueprint for, you know, the younger people in my family to kind of inspire. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. So it's just interesting, man. So I think politics is just I do kind of it's a sport. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a sport, just like rap is a sport and just like the adult industry is a sport. So being talking about the adult industry, once again, I thought Smooth was going to be on here. So I was kind of curating this for him.
The adult industry thing on.
Yeah, I was starting stuff for him. But that's how that shit works, man. So anyway, I used to do a top 10 list of the, I would say, the adult females that's in the industry that was doing their thing. And maybe I will get it back to, you know, being a top 10 list in the future. But right now I had to start from somewhere. So just like we got like our top countries, you know what I'm saying, listen to our show. And Black, you know, you always break it down. Black, I will say this, you know, and you know, of course, that's your thing, so you're going to do it the way you do it. But I think it's dope when you take it from 5 to 1, even though, you know, you're not sitting on going to be 1. So I guess what's always going to be the drum roll would be the number 2 country, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm about to serve it up. So I'm starting from 5, from the least to the best, because I think the best should say the best for last, you know what I'm saying? Whoever's like number 1, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, and this is going to be a going theme moving forward in the show, and I'm going to really kind of start to showcase it on our Twitter page, which is Real Adult Talk, TAWK, moving forward. And like I said, hopefully this will get us some more, get us out there a little bit more, let these adult women know that we support them, and then they got a platform to come and talk. So we'll see how this goes. And like I said, believe me when I tell you, I'm working on some stuff, man. Get some interesting adult people in here, but I'm just waiting for the right moment. But so without further ado, let's get into the top 5 females in the adult game right now, from 5 to 1. So get your pens together, write this down, check them out on X Video, Pornhub, whatever. These are the ones that I think is doing it. So number 5. Saray Minx, right? Saray, I think her name is spelled Sarai. Last name Minx, Mix. She was going by like the Black Girl Next Door. So yeah, I think she had like a couple like Twitter handles, Black Girl Next Door. When I think when she was like transitioning out, I talked about her on while back. I don't know, Black, if you remember, but I was talking about she said she had a pimp in Florida for a second. And then I think she had hooked up with Prince Joshua and went out. I think he booked her some shoots. And she went out, you know, shot some stuff. But I think after, like, two scenes, she was like, you know, I had enough. And then she just retired, right? But I'm like, damn, she just got her breast done or whatever. And she was ready to just go ham. But then, I guess, I don't know, it got too much for her. So she retired. But now she came back into the game because now, like I said, with what is it called? OnlyFans taking off. Now, I guess maybe she was like, oh, Prince Joshua, you know, you're my manager. We're going to go out there. But now, cut him off to whatever maybe percentage that he was taking, being that he maybe booked her for some shoots or whatever. Now she's like, you know what? I'm on my OnlyFans, and she's back in the game. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. That's number five, right? Number four, I got to give her respect, man. She get, you know, I get this person. She comes up in my Bunker 31. Like I said, that's my chat group with my fellas all the time. Because they on some – this is on Instagram, so they always come with the different Instagram models who I can care less about. You know what I'm saying? I told you I'm a Twitter guy. You know what I'm saying? But they always come with the different Instagram models. And this particular female, Starlet, she did a nice transition. You know what I'm saying? And more respect to her hustle. She was in the game for a long time, but she retired. And she then transitioned, and now she kind of like a Instagram body or hottie or whatever you want to call it. But number four, Jada Fire. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Jada Fire. You know what I'm saying? Number four, shout out to Jada Fire. You know what I'm saying? Legendary. You know what I'm saying? Braces Jada Fire, too. If you look up some of her stuff when she had her braces, oh, man. She was a beast, man. Beast, 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 beast. All right, number three. Number three in the game right now. This is one, she started out as a young starlet. I think she had a baby, chilled out for a minute. She came back, you know what I'm saying? I think she just had her breast done or whatever, came back into the game. And now she like kind of like an OG now, you know what I'm saying? Now she getting like, you know, it's funny when she was like getting younger scenes and now she coming back as like the older Black chick in the scene. I don't know, like the professional woman is the end up banging something. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Use your imagination. Google it. But that's gonna be Osa Lovely, and between Jada Fire and Osa Lovely, like they both, I mean, just chocolate skin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. Shout out to Osa Lovely. You know what I'm saying? So that's number three. Number two. Man, smooth, man. I hope if you're listening, bro, write this shit down, man. Google her, man. She's dope. Number two, Jamaican, right? And, you know, being that I'm a Flatbush Brooklyn representative, I got a certain, I don't know, taste or whatever for Caribbean. I'm not, hashtag happy man, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm in Flatbush Brooklyn, so I get all the flavors, you know what I'm saying, of the Caribbean. So this one, Jamaican, shout out to Tori Taylor, natural, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Tori Taylor. What do you want to tell you? Tori Taylor, all natural. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So that was number two, man. She could have been number one. It was tough. And then number one, I'm going to shout her out because I tweeted her. She retweeted it. And I was like, you know, low-key, she's the number one in the game to me on low key though. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no high key where everybody know who she is. Low key, like if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? So number one right now, I'm gonna say shout out to Skylar Nicole. Skylar Nicole, man. Skylar Nicole. She's like a gamer chick, and I think she's from where you from, Black? I think she's from Orlando. Skylar Nicole. It's like a little gamer chick, too. I think, she, you know, I ain't really into the video games like that no more, but she into video games, but then she like, she go ham. You know what I'm saying? And what's dope about her is I noticed that. What's kind of cool about her, she played a cool, just Orlando, I'm chilling, and then she, you know, every couple months, all right, I'm in L.A., I'm taking bookings, and she just go out there, do her thing, come back to Orlando, and she chilling. I think that's the way you got to be. I think, you know, when you in that lifestyle, if you're just in L.A. all the time, that could probably be a little bit much. You know what I'm saying? I think if you're in that adult industry, you got to kind of have that safe haven. Like, all right, came out here, did my thing, made my money. Let me go back, regroup, and then I'll come back. You know what I'm saying? When I get the inspiration again. So those are the top five females in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this adult game is a sport, man. And those are the ones that's playing it at a – they playing it. You know what I'm saying? They playing the sport to the fullest. And, you know, shout out to all of them. So, you know, that's that. And so I'm going to keep that up. I'm bringing that back. Top five females in the game, erotic picks of the week. Definitely check that out on the Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, like, if they say something that's interesting or, you know, promoting something that I think is dope, you know what I'm saying, I'll retweet it and put it out there. And a lot of times they retweet my retweet, which is always cool. So shout out to that. So switching gears, basically almost all set. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. Definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Log with a listen. You know what I'm saying? I want to get some interesting people back on the show. You know what I'm saying? I know Black, she come with some interesting people. It's been a minute since I brought in a guest, but I'm going to get back to that. Believe me when I say it. I want to talk about it. I want to be about it. But like I said, I'm serving this up, man. Serving this up. So when we get somebody, it's going to be nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be the person I really wanted to get on the show. And we can really have a dope-ass, real adult talk conversation. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. But definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, T-A-W-K. If you want to put a voice with the picture with the voice, you know what I'm saying, definitely check me out on Instagram. I'm on the low on there, you know what I'm saying? I told you, I just be in my bunker, you know what I'm saying, with my fellas. I don't really post too much on there, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to just check me out on there, definitely check me out on Instagram. And then also, too, my personal Twitter page is MoBinns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And that's just some positive shit, man. If you just want to get on there feeling some type of way, you want some inspiration, definitely always got some inspirational shit on there. So shout out to that.
And follow me on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter, Ms. Lovely Black One, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I am not doing Facebook. We are going to take over Twitter the best way we can. Y'all got to bear with me because it's been a long time. But, you know, I've been posting and trying to get in the mix of doing my thing. I'm going to get there.
Shout out to that. Also, like I said, if you missed the show, you know what I'm saying, definitely check out the retweet. You know what I'm saying? I know Black be, you know, talking.
I be tweeting the show. Like, I've already tweeted the show, right? And really, all you really have to do is go and retweet what I've already tweeted. You know that, right? Instead of me creating a whole tweet just for you.
I know. And I appreciate that. So definitely be on the lookout for that. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check that out. I'm going to be dropping it. So that's why you got to, you know what I'm saying? Because these shows is you know what I'm saying? These is like special edition. Each week is a special edition, man. Like, this is some real dope shit. And it's not flooded. You know what I'm saying? The people who know, and they know, those are the people we fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so that's that. And what I wanted to say, shout out, one last story I wanted to get into. I wanted to say shout out to Bubba Wallace, man. Bubble, I don't fuck with NASCAR like that. You know what I'm saying? Even though I think it's kind of cool, but I don't fuck with too many Black people don't do NASCAR. But Bubba Wallace, he's a mulatto, but definitely was representing for Black Lives Matter. I think he might have won a race, or I'm not even sure because, like I said, I don't follow like that. But he either won a race or did very good. But the thing was about it is, you know, if you know anything about NASCAR. And they got their little suits and their cars. It's always got, like, all types of just different endorsements on the car. You know what I'm saying? So his car was Black Lives Matter. So that's just making a statement. And, you know, NASCAR is some Southern sport. You know what I'm saying? They still have the Confederate flag, you know, waving with the American flag. But now that just got banned because of the whole movement that's been happening with that. So you see changes happening. Me, and then also, too, I think it was one of the drivers on the circuit, white guy, was like, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to retire now since we can't have a Confederate flag up there. I'm like, who cares? Truthfully, really quickly, we only got like 2 minutes. I'm just going to say this.
90 seconds.
As far as 90 seconds. All right, I'm going to come back to this. But anyway, because the Confederate flag, you know what I'm saying, they lost the war. They're taking down all the stuff. General Lee, I think they took down his statue that's in South Carolina or whatever. I'm going to get back into it. This Confederate flag is an interesting topic to me. But I do think that's cool. That's just showing you how this whole Black Lives Matter is working. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to save it. So we're going to pause that. So shout out to everybody. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
60 seconds.
Lord, gonna listen. Fuck with us every Sunday night. That's how we do. Shout out to Black.
Every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to our top five all over again. United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Mexico. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend to continue to tune in. And shout out to all of the other people across the world that's not listening to us. If we do not shout you out in our top five countries that's tuning in, get some more people to tune in.
Get
on the top five. Let's do
it.
Get your weight up.
All right, so everybody be safe.
Thank you to everybody
week.
That tuned in.
Peace.
And
peace,
our
peace.
Caller that called in.
Man, for calling up, man. Fuck with us. Every Sunday night we here, man. Call up, chat, chop it up. All right, everybody be safe. Peace.
Deuces.